Sabba blessing to all the dear brethren and all the brethren that are listening on the phone, on the radio, on a later date on the recordings. We want to say welcome to this High Sabbath day, for we will be receiving communion as well. This is lesson number 109. We are still reading from our book, The Sigh of Ages. We are in chapter 22, entitled Imprisonment and Death of John. This is part 4. On this blessed Sabbath, January 3rd of 2015. Before we begin, we will begin with opening song, and the song is taken from the chapter of Isaiah 43, verses 1 through 2, and it reads, O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. Where thou passest through the waters, I will be with thee. And through the rivers, they shall now overflow thee. When thy walk is through the fires, thou shalt not be burned. O Israel, fear not, for I have redeemed thee. I have called thee by thy name. Thou art mine. Amen. If any one of the dear family would like to have open prayer, the little ones, mommies or daddies, bubble up.
If we could all kneel before our Godhead and humble our hearts and our minds and our ears. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Lord Jesus, thank you for waking us up this morning. Holy Spirit, thank you for being with us. Thank you for giving us traveling mercies. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to enter into another Sabbath, a high Sabbath, that is. Lord, I pray that you forgive us for our sins and our iniquities and our shortcomings. I pray that you open up our hearts and our minds and our ears that we may receive wondrous things out of your words of truth, and that the words be planted deep as seeds in our hearts, dear Father God, to spring up, to show your truth. Let your light so shine from us to others so that they could want to learn more of you. I pray that you be with each and every one of us that are here today, those that are listening over the phones, and those that will be listening to the recording at a later time, and for those that are on the radio. I pray that you be with each and every one of us who are here, and those that are not present with us, wherever they are, touch them from the top of their head to the bottom of their feet. Thank you for all that you have done and all that you will continue to be doing in our lives. We love you more than words can say. In no other name than your precious Son, our blessed Redeemer, Jesus Christ, I pray. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. The opening scripture to our study today is taken from the book of Proverbs, chapter 20, verse 1, from the King James Version, and it reads, Wine is a mocker, strong drink is raging, and whosoever is deceived thereby is not wise. This week, boys and girls, we will continue with part 4 in our lesson entitled, Imprisonment and Death of John, in our study book, The Sigh of Ages. If any one of the dear family would like to take the following verses, bubble up.
Isaiah chapter 59:14. And judgment is turned away backward, and justice standeth afar off, for truth is fallen in the street,
and equity cannot enter. Isaiah 59:15. Yea, truth faileth, and he that departeth from evil maketh himself a prey. And the Lord saw it, and it displeased him that there was no judgment.
Deuteronomy 28:65. And among these nations shalt thou find no ease, neither shall the sole of thy foot have rest, but the Lord shall give thee there a trembling heart, and a failing of eyes, and a sorrow of mind. Amen.
Deuteronomy 28:66. And thy life shall hang in doubt before thee, and thou shalt fear day and night, and shall have none assurance of thy life.
Deuteronomy 28:67. In the morning thou shalt say, Would God it were even, and at even thou shalt say, Would God it were morning, for the fear of thine heart wherewith thou shalt fear, and for the sight of thine eyes which thou shalt see.
Mark 6:26. And the king was exceeding sorry, yet for his own sake, for their sakes which sat with him, he would not regret her.
Mark 6:27. And immediately the king sent an executioner, and commanded his head to be brought, and he went and beheaded him in prison.
Mark 6:28. And brought his head in a charger, and gave it to the damsel, and the damsel gave it to her mother.
Amen. Well done, everyone. So today we will cover pages 222 through 223. Welcome to all the dear brethren that are coming in. We are still in Desire of Ages, pages 222. If anyone of the dear family would like to take the following paragraph, bubble up.
Desire of Ages, page 222. Herod waited in vain to be released from his oath. Then he reluctantly commanded the execution of the prophet. Soon the head of John was brought in before the king and his guest. Forever sealed were those lips that had faithfully warned Herod to turn from his life of sin. Never more would that voice be heard calling men to repentance. The revels of one night had cost the life of one of the greatest of the prophets. Desire of Ages, page 221, paragraph 1.
Desire of Ages, page 222. Oh, how often has the life of the innocent been sacrificed through the intemperance of those who should have been guardians of justice. He who put the intoxicating cup to his lip makes himself responsible for all the just injustice he may commit under the besotting power. By benumbing his senses, he makes it impossible for him to judge calmly or to have a clear perception of right and wrong.
Desire of Ages, page 222. He opens the way for Satan to work through him in oppressing and destroying the innocent. Wine is a mocker, strong drink is raging, and whosoever is deceived you thereby is not wise. Proverbs 21. Thus it is that judgment is turned away backward, and he that departeth from evil maketh himself a prey. Isaiah 59:14-15.
Desire Ages, page 222. Those who have jurisdiction over the lives of their fellow men should be held guilty of crime when they yield to their intemperance. All who execute this law should be lawkeepers. They should be men of self-control. They need to have full command of their physical, mental, and moral power, that they may possess rigor of intellect and high sense of judgment. And in the little slide it says, John 15:10, If ye keep the commandment, ye shall abide in my love, even as I kept my Father's commandment and abide in His love. And that is John 15:10, and now is 1 Corinthians 6:20. For ye are bought with a price, therefore glorify God in your body and in your spirit, which are God's. Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Great job, dear ones. Question, boys and girls. How often has whose life been sacrificed through the intemperance of those who should have been guardians of justice? And he who puts what to his lip makes himself responsible for all the injustice? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, bubble up.
The answer is the life of the innocent and the intoxicating cup he may commit under its besotting power by benumbing his senses. He make it impossible for him to judge calmly or to have a clear presentation of right and wrong.
Amen.
Amen. So let's learn a beautiful scripture song from the book of John, which tells us of the innocent Savior that was sacrificed for our sins together, dear ones. And it's taken from the book of John, chapter 3, verse 16.
Desire of Ages, page 222. The head of John the Baptist was carried to Herodias, who received it with fiendish satisfaction. She exulted in her revenge and fluttered herself that Herod's conscience would no longer be troubled. But no happiness resulted to her from her sin. Her name became notorious and abhorred, while Herod was more tormented by the remorse that he had been by the warnings of the prophet. Desire of Ages, page 222. The influence of John's teaching was not silence. It was to extend to every generation to the close of time. Herod's sin was ever before him. He was constantly seeking to find relief from the accusing of a guilty conscience. His confidence in John was unshaken, and he recalled his life of self-denial, his solemn, earnest appeals, his sound judgment and counsel, and then remembered how he had come to his death. Herod could find no rest.
Amen. Question, boys and girls, what was the result of both Herod and Herodias' acts because of their sins? And what was the result and influence of John's teaching even after his death? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, bubble up.
The answer is her name became notorious and awarded. While Herod was more tormented by her remorse than he had been by warning of the prophet, and his influence was not silenced. It was to be extended to every generation till the close of time.
Amen.
Ages, page 223. Engaged in the affairs of the state, receiving honors from men, he bore a smiling face and dignified mien, while he concealed an anxious heart, over-oppressed with fear that a curse was upon him. That was paragraph one. Continuing the next paragraph, says, Herod had been deeply impressed by the words of John, that nothing can be hidden from God. He was convinced that God was present in every place.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Question, boys and girls. Why couldn't Herod find any rest? And why was he constantly seeking to find relief from the accusing of a guilty conscience? If you know the answer to this question, bubble up.
The answer is, as he recalled John's life of self-denial, his solemn, earnest appeals, his sound judgment is counseled, and then remembered how he had some to death.
He had witnessed the rivalry of the quenting room, that he had heard the command to behead John, and had seen the exultation of Herodias and the insult she offered to the severed head of her reprover, and many things that Herod had heard from the lips of the prophet now spoke to his conscience more distinctly than had the preaching in the wilderness. Thou ages, paragraph.
Well done, everyone. Question. What had been deeply impressed upon Herod by the words of John? And what effect did the many things that Herod had heard spoken from the lips of the prophet have on his conscience? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, bubble up, little ones.
The answer is that nothing can be hidden from God. He was convinced that God was present in every place, and the prophet now spoke to his conscience more distinctly than had the preaching in the wilderness.
Amen. So let us learn another scripture song, dear ones, from the book of James, which tells us about the blessing Herod lost for not becoming a doer of God's word.
But prove yourselves doers of the word, and not merely hearers who delude themselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man who looks at his natural face in the mirror. For once he has looked at himself and gone away, he has immediately forgotten what kind of person he was. But one who looks intently at the perfect law, the law of liberty, and abides by it, not having become a forgetful fear, but an effectual doer, this man will be blessed in what he does. James 1, verses 22-25.
We are children of God's word, and we are children of God.
Desire of Ages, page 223. When Herod heard of the works of Christ, he was exceedingly troubled. He thought that God had raised John from the dead and sent him forth with still greater power to condemn sin. He was in constant fear that John would avenge his death by passing condemnation upon him and his house. Herod was reaping that which God had declared to be the result of a course of sin. The trembling heart, and failing of eyes, and sorrow of mind, and thy life shall hang in doubt before thee. And thou shalt fear day and night, and shall have none assurance of thy life. In the morning thou shalt say, Would God it were evening, and at evening thou shalt say, Would God it were morning. For the fear of thine heart wherewith thou shalt fear, and for the sight of thine eyes which thou shalt see. Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 65 through 67. The sinner's own thoughts are his accusers, and there can be no torture keener than the sting of a guilty conscience, which give him no rest day or night. Amen. And this is taken from Desire of Ages, page 223, paragraph 3.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Question, boys and girls. What was Herod reaping which God had declared to be the result of a course of sin? And what shall he say for the fear of his heart? If you know the answer to this question, dear ones, babala.
The answer is, he suffered with a trembling heart and failing of eyes and sorrow of mind. And thy life shall hang in doubt before thee, and thou shalt fear day and night. You shall have none assurance of thy life. And would God it were even, and at even thou shalt say, Would God it were morning.
Amen. Well done. So let's learn one more scripture song, dear one, but this one is from the book of Romans, and that is in chapter 11, verse 33. Amen. Praise the Lord. So, dear ones, we have just finished the first part of our children's Sabbath school lesson, and this is the second part, so gather all those precious little ones for a story time. And our dear brother Grave is going to be the one to narrate it. This selection of our study was inspired by the Lord for all his precious little jewels. Our book selection is entitled Sons and Daughters of God. Our dear brother Grave, his mic is very low. This will be an open request for any one of our dear brothers or even sisters that would like to do the story time at this moment so we can be able to cover this section. Babala.
Chapter 1. He is stronger and more mighty than our adversary. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty, the Lord mighty in battle. Psalm 24, verse 8. Christ was strong to save the whole world. He wanted all. He could not endure the thought that one should be lost, not even you, little one. He wept at the grave of Lazarus, that he could not save everyone whom Satan's power had laid low in the grave in death, meaning because he had died. He had given himself a ransom, meaning a payment, for many, even all who would avail, meaning to make the decision and grab strength, avail themselves of the privileges of coming back to their loyalty to God. When he raised Lazarus from the dead, he knew that for that life he must pay the ransom on the cross of Calvary. Every rescue made was to cause him the deepest humiliation. He was to taste death for every man. In his life on earth, Christ developed a perfect character. He rendered, meaning he gave, perfect obedience to his Father's commandments. In coming to the world in human form, in becoming subject to the law, in revealing to men that he bore their sickness, their sorrow, their guilt, he did not become a sinner. Before the Pharisees, he could say, "Which of you convinceth me of sin?" Meaning, which one of you can accuse me of sinning? Not one stain of sin was found upon him. He stood before the world the spotless Lamb of God. From the light of his exalted purity, the world's Redeemer could see that the maladies, meaning the sickness, from which the human family were suffering, were brought upon them by transgression, meaning the breaking of the law of God. Every case of suffering he could trace back to its source. In every case, he read the sad and awful end of unrepenting sinners, unrepenting meaning not wanting to turn away from their sin. He knew that he alone could rescue them from the pit into which they had fallen. He alone could place their feet in the right path. His perfection alone could avail or gain for their imperfection. He alone could cover their nakedness with his spotless robe of righteousness. He is strong to deliver. Help has been laid on one that is mighty. He encircles man, meaning covers completely and surrounds, with his long human arm, while with his divine arm he lays hold of omnipotence, meaning almighty power.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We have come to the ending of our children's Sabbath school lesson. Dear ones, next week we will end our lesson with part 5 of our study entitled Imprisonment and Death of John in our lesson book, The Sigh of Ages. We would like to ask any one of the little ones, mommy and daddy, that would like to have closing prayer. Bubble up.
Do forgive us for our sins and iniquities, now Christ lives in our hands. Help us grow to you all our things. Let us be walking with you all, for all the time, and never ever be led towards the devil's device. So.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Next Sabbath, we will end with our chapter, Imprisonment and Death of John, Part 5, and that will be held January 10, 2015. We'd like to thank all the dear brethren and little ones that participated in the reading, and we hope and pray that you will continue having the rest of the Sabbath to be a blessed one, and may all the family able to participate and join in the activities and continue an open dialogue for all the things that they have learned, and especially the spiritual insight of the lesson as well. May you all have a blessed rest of this high Sabbath. God bless everyone, and we all love you. Amen.